In the United Kingdom, tensions are boiling over and U.S. relations are now steeped in controversy about the proper way to make tea. More on that in a little bit. But today, we start with the race for the Republican presidential nomination. After Donald Trump's win yesterday in New Hampshire, Nikki Haley is on shakier ground. Let's turn now to NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro to sort through the results. Hi there.
Hey there, Juana.
So, Domenico, Donald Trump won fairly decisively in New Hampshire by about 11 points over Nikki Haley. But we heard her last night. She's vowing to continue. How realistic are her chances?
Well, the clock is really ticking for Haley. But last night, she clearly was not ready to give up the fight.
New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation. This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go. And the next one is my sweet state of South Carolina.
Well, and Haley has reason to look toward South Carolina. It's her home state. She was governor there. She's holding a rally there tonight, and she's just gone up on the airwaves with millions of dollars in ads. But I have to say, she faces some real challenges because South Carolina looks a lot more like Iowa than New Hampshire in a Republican primary.
Okay, go on. Say more.
Well, I mean, almost half of New Hampshire Republican primary voters were independents last night. Haley won them pretty handily, about 6 in 10. But Trump won Republicans by 50 points, and he won them by 30 points in Iowa. And when it comes to South Carolina and the states after that on Super Tuesday, there just aren't a lot of examples of places that fit the New Hampshire voter profile. You know, South Carolina, for example, 2016, it was 76% Republicans. If Haley lost in, if Haley lost in New Hampshire by double digits, how does she win in a place like South Carolina? Now, even if there is some goodwill left from her being governor, we just haven't seen that show up in the polls yet. Trump leads by a lot there. And only two states looking ahead to Super Tuesday, Vermont and Massachusetts, had an electorate that was less than 60% Republican. That's just not going to be enough to beat Trump.
I mean, listening to our coverage last night, it sounded like former President Trump was clearly irritated with Nikki Haley's decision to remain in the race. What do you think his approach is going to look like moving forward?
Well, I mean, this is another potential major hurdle and problem for Haley. You know, Trump wants the party to unify around him now. He's been calling for that for the better part of the past year. You know, many Republicans are falling in line, even those who might have been lukewarm toward him. I mean, last night, Texas Senator John Cornyn endorsed Trump after his win. You know, because Haley didn't drop out, Trump called her an imposter. He made cracks about what she was wearing, and he promised this.
I don't get too angry. I get even.
I don't get too angry, I get even. Huh. And we've seen how Trump needles and ridicules opponents. He's already brought up Haley's heritage. And even though she was born in the country and is qualified to run for president, he's arguing that she shouldn't be because her parents weren't born in the United States. You know, you can only imagine what he's going to pull out from the insult bag of tricks now with Haley promising to stay in. And that's a big consideration for Haley. Will she have the money to beat back those kinds of attacks? And what does she want to put up with over the next month if she wants a future in the Republican Party that right now is a party of one?
Right. And it's clear that former President Trump wants to move on. And so does the Biden campaign, which said last night that the general election starts now. Is that where we are?
Well, we're certainly right on the precipice of that. You know, a write-in effort for Biden in New Hampshire last night easily dispatched of Congressman Dean Phillips in Minnesota. He'd spent $5 million on a race there that didn't count. And Biden wasn't on the ballot. You know, Trump won easily and with more than 50% in both Iowa and New Hampshire. And I have to say, all of this is pretty ironic, considering that both men are unpopular. People continue to say they're both too old to be president. And people are not enthusiastic about a potential Biden-Trump rematch. But voters in their parties in these early primary states are saying that's exactly what they do want. And it's going to be acrimonious. It's going to be ugly like we saw in 2020. But it's pretty much been the most likely outcome all along.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.